Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine my moment for something about it.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just more blackness. Just more blackness.
Another jackknife cocktail for the lady, and a Manhattan for the gentleman. Is there anything else I can get you?
I think you've done quite enough, thank you.
You might want to slow down, Helena.
What's the matter, old man? Afraid to get drank under the table by a lady?
If I were 40 years younger, I'd put you to shame, Mum.
Are you saying this prim and proper Englishman was once a wild man cruising the pubs of London?
Let's just say I had my fun. Tell me, what were you doing before all this?
I was mostly doing interrogation work for the One Church. Interviewing persons of interest or working alongside the Brotherhood as they do what they do.
Well, I cringe just thinking about it. The things I've heard. Jesus.
It's definitely not for the faint of heart. But after all these years, I'm used to it. Plus, I'm not ashamed to say it feels good to see those who deserve it punished.
I know. I know the walks of darkness aren't human, and they certainly don't deserve pity, but don't you think reveling in such sadism diminishes your humanity?
They get what they deserve, Vance. You don't know what they took. If I have to lose a little humanity in order to help wipe them from the earth, so be it. But what about you? What big project did they have you working on?
Yes. In a nutshell, I was helping track down certain exopaths. You see, among other things, the Asceterium has an avid interest in neopsychotics and commissioned the Necolope to use their various capacities to examine victims' bodies. I was part of the task force given the assignment.
Interesting. What kind of stuff did you find out?
More than I would have liked to have seen, to be honest. There were a multitude of bodies appearing in buildings and houses across the southwest. The corpses would either be found atrophied and withered, suggesting starvation, or they would be found horribly mutilated. The strange thing was, they were always found together in the same house.
Couldn't it just have been squatters? The post-Nocturne world hasn't been kind to the homeless. A lot of them have to resort to violence to get the resources they need to survive.
That's what authorities initially concluded. But there were other things at the crime scenes that didn't make sense. For instance, while the human remains often suggested starvation, the houses were often stocked with food. And the bodies weren't just mutilated, but completely ripped apart as if something had torn them limb from limb.
So what the hell was it?
When I analyzed the cadavers, I could see their living selves wandering through a series of hallways and corridors. It was as if the houses they were in had been turned into mazes. Some victims simply roamed endlessly until they no longer could, dying from hunger. But others were being chased by something monstrous, inhuman, which eventually found them and, well, ended their journey.
Christ, that is strange. And they think an exopath was to blame for this?
Yes. From what I was able to gather, the person's exopathy allows them to create a maze from any enclosed place. Due to the labyrinthine-like houses and the strange creature that wandered them, he was eventually given the name Daedalus. No one knows his true identity, though.
He?
Yes. I was not only able to utilize the victim's eyes, but also their ears. You see, this Daedalus delighted in taunting his victims, speaking to them while they traversed hallway after hallway. The voice was distinctly male.
Were they able to catch him?
Not that I know of. I submitted all the data my team and I gathered, but we never heard back. I have heard rumors that the Esoterium has special agents for this type of thing. People who hunt down exopaths, I mean.
I've heard much the same. It's gotta be a tough job, that's for sure. I can't imagine having to face down anyone like Jack Lantern or this Daedalus character.
You've been quiet, Gretchen. Tell us, what were you doing before you joined this little ragtag gang?
The Council of Ghosts has me mostly investigating places with significant amounts of discarnate energies. I have a special relationship with it.
Discarnate energy?
What one might refer to as ghosts, though they are not what most people think.
Interesting. I know a bit about this, but I've never interacted with discarnate energy directly.
How do you know anything about this, Vance?
You forget. I'm a member of the Necolope. Our life work is about death.
Fair enough, I suppose. So what do you mean ghosts aren't what we think they are? Aren't they just the spirit of dead people?
Not quite. You see, when our physical being has diminished, there is a capacity to embed residual information in the surrounding environment. Under normal circumstances, this revenant data is barely legible or coherent. However, trauma somehow increases the fidelity of these spectral signals, often giving way to a semi-conscious information profile, something you would traditionally call a haunting. However, most of these revenants speak in riddles or half-truths, not because they're inherently mischievous, but because they do not possess the faculties necessary for consistently meaningful communication. Although some may come off as living dead people, they are just exceptionally coherent information profiles demonstrating increased levels of consciousness.
Fascinating. And they had you doing field work?
I was often tasked with finding mass graves or gathering information on places where massive trauma was suspected to have taken place. Much like you, Vance, I was sometimes tasked to gain information about suspicious murders. But rather than examining the body, I examined the ethereal data left behind.
I imagine we would work well together then.
Part of the reason we were chosen, no doubt.
Indeed. I'm a bit famished, and I have to admit all this drinking without anything to eat has left my stomach churning. I think I'm going to go to the bar and order a bite to eat. Would anyone like anything?
I'm good, Vance.
No, thank you, Vance.
I would wake up Felix, but I don't want him to have a panic attack. But let me tell you, that boy can eat. I once saw him down 2 porterhouse steaks and an unhealthy helping of mashed potatoes and gravy. The kid must have an extraordinary metabolism. That, or he's got a pit in his stomach or something.
Hey, Gretchen. Look, I just want to clear the air a bit between us. I know we've bumped heads a bit recently, but I truly don't have any ill will toward you. In fact, I respect you a lot. I don't trust Mum, and he seems to have taken a liking to you.
Are you concerned for me? Or are you concerned that Mr. Mum might find some degree of enjoyment in forming a friendship?
That man cannot form a friendship, Gretchen. You can't possibly be that naive.
I made no claim that he could. Only inquired which of those 2 options mattered more to you.
I'm not quite sure I follow, Gretchen.
It's quite simple, really. Is your concern for me simply a convenient cover to ensure Mr. Mum hasn't a moment of solace? Because, to me, you seem more concerned with his constant punishment than my actual welfare.
Are you accusing me of pretending to care about you just so I can score some zingers on Mum?
That is exactly what I'm asking. I haven't the luxury of only hearing the truth, so I won't know if you're lying or not. But still, I am curious what your answer is.
It seems your moral compass may be a bit off. I'm not the monster here. But if you want to use my genuine concern for your well-being as a platform to demonstrate some kind of moral superiority, you can go ahead and keep it to yourself. You see, I don't deal with discarnate energy, revenant information, I believe you called it. Dead data just sitting around old derelict houses like some kind of half-comatose Casper the Ghost. I deal with Umbrians, Scream Eaters, shit that would take your ill-placed sympathies and wipe their ass with them, all while they feed on your insides. So, if you don't want to heed my warnings, so be it. But don't you dare sit there and act all high and mighty because you managed not to get bitten yet by a muzzled rabid dog.
I do not think that I'm morally superior to you, Helena. Only that your hatred and suspicions of Mr. Mum have led you to make an inaccurate assessment about me, one that I do not appreciate. You see, simply because I do not blame Mr. Mum for his predispositions does not mean that I don't understand his nature, or even his intentions. You presume me vapid enough to be manipulated by him, simply because I choose not to completely ostracize him. There are many things I am tolerant of, Helena, but having my intelligence questioned is not one of them.
I see. How about this, then? I'll keep my concerns to myself, being that your intelligence is unquestionable, and you can refrain from coming to me when that ego of yours ends up biting you in the ass.
If that is how you prefer it, Helena.
It's not how I prefer it, Gretchen. It's simply the way it has to be.
I forgot how tired this stuff makes you.
Don't worry, old chap. You'll be your energetic conspiracy theory spinning self in no time, I'm sure.
You make this sound like a bad thing.
No, not at all.
How far out are we from the site?
212.6 miles. I'm presuming we'll be driving the rest of the way. At least, I hope.
The brief said we'd be escorted to the researcher site. As usual, it was a bit vague on the details of how.
I believe that gentleman over there may have some idea.
What man?
The one holding the sign that says OIRP here. Those are initials, are they not?
So they are. Looks like we got some chauffeurs.
We might want to be careful. It could be a setup by those protocols of the moth people. Death-dealing druids or malevolent moth marauders seeking to sacrifice us to their winged deity. Probably rebelling against the Esoterium's occupation of their sacred site, the conquistadors of dark colonialism, pilfering people's ideas, thoughts, paradise, proposals. It's all bad juju, man. Pythagorean formulas etched into the fleshy pages of the Necronomicon, being read by sycophantic scientists and undead engineers.
There's old Felix. Back from the drug-addled dead.
Hello there. I believe you may be looking for us.
Are you members of the U.S. Obscurum Identification Retrieval Program? Can I see your government IDs?
Certainly.
Thank you. Please, follow me.
Where are we going?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, hell of a ride you got here. What is this? It's like a Hummer shacked up with a giant SUV.
It's a special model, custom made for maximum security escorts.
Are we expecting trouble?
Just precautions, miss. Nothing to worry about.
Says the company man with no name in a mysterious black armored truck thing.
Excuse me, sir, but where exactly are we going?
We're going to the research site. It'll take about 3 hours to get there. The land that it's on hasn't been mapped out too well yet, so that might slow us down a bit.
Wait a second. I thought this place was in northern Manitoba, near Churchill.
Remember what our handler said about parageography and the Big Earth Theory? A new landmass must have displaced the old one in Manitoba, pushed the other somewhere else.
Yes, I remember now. Another gift from the Great Darkness.
Have you met with these congregants of the Black Moth?
We've only been sent to escort you. We don't know any more than that.
Wonderful.
There will be security on site, however, in case there's any dust-ups.
Dust-ups? What do you mean?
Well, I don't really know anything about this group. I am aware that they're not fond of the Esoterium. You see, they've been forced to abide by the government's laws. The moth people, or whatever they call themselves, aren't too fond of that.
Who can blame them? Goddamn imperialistic, conniving colonizers confining and isolating religious groups to strip them of their culture, resources, and will. Sell them off for parts to the highest-paying corrupt corporation or trust fund baby looking to build a new vacation spot for the multitudes of malicious millionaires looking for a new playground to pal around in. This guy for real?
You get used to it.
Felix does bring up a good point. How do we know we can trust these people if the Esoterium has conjured ill will?
I have a feeling they haven't been given much of a choice. Well, that's why security is present.
Sounds like it's gonna go swimmingly.
Thank you.
Well, here we are, our destination. East Bumblefuck, middle of nowhere. On a piece of land that apparently shouldn't exist to boot. I hope you brought heavy coats. It's colder than hell out there.
Thank you, Mr...
You can just call me Bill.
Well, thank you, Bill. Where exactly are we, and where are we supposed to go?
Oh, yeah, you're in Death's Head. You know, the top of Moth. Get it?
Yes, very clever.
Anyway, the town is basically run by members of the Protocol of the Moth. Your guide is waiting for you at Belkin's Inn right down the street. His name is Balin.
Thank you most kindly, Bill. Everyone ready?
No problem. And, good luck.
Well, isn't this morbidly quaint? How the houses bend crooked from the weight of secrets. How the shadows blacken the snow-blanketed ground with house-shaped voids. I cannot wait to plunder them. They're like peepholes into the most depraved shows.
As much as I enjoy listening to you wax poetic about the dark secrets this place is surely hiding, if you could inhibit the impulse, it would go far in helping me bite my tongue.
Of course, Miss Vespertine. Consider me mum on the topic.
Did you just... Never mind.
We stick out like sore thumbs here. Everyone's looking at us.
We're trespassers here, Felix. Best get used to the stairs.
Rather strange fashion trend going on here. Their clothes, they seem old, drab, and full of holes.
They're moth-eaten. A wonderfully... thematic.
These people really take this moth business seriously.
I believe we're here, shall we?
Yes, can I help you?
Yes. We're from the U.S. Obscurum Identification and Retrieval Program. We have some reservations here.
Ah, yes. We've been expecting you. Your rooms have all been made up and are ready.
Thank you. We're also supposed to be meeting a man named Balin here. Do you know where I might find him?
You are the agents of the OIRP, yes?
Yes, and you're Balin, I'm guessing.
Yes. Balin Murga.
Nice to meet you. I'm Helena Vespertine.
A pleasure.
Well, that's a hell of a... Wait a second. Did he just tell me to go to hell?
No. He said it was a pleasure.
This goddamn ability. Thank you, Balin.
If you would please leave your luggage with Ingrid here. I'm afraid Mothstress Fernice insisted that we see her before settling in.
But we just...
I'm afraid it's non-negotiable.
Well, all right, I guess. Show us the way.
Follow me.
How long has everyone been here?
Many of us have been here since the beginning, when the darkness closed and we woke up to a flutter of the black moth. Others were drawn here, no doubt delivered upon our great benefactor's wings.
I see.
Here we are. Mothstress Vernice, The agents from the U.S. Obscurum Identification and Retrieval Program have arrived. I brought them to you right away, as you requested.
Thank you, Balin. You may wait outside for our guests. I'll only be a moment.
Yes, Mothstress Vernice.
Thank you for meeting us, Mrs. Vernice. It's a pleasure.
Let me cut to the chase, young lady. You are not welcome here. However, given that we are subject to the law, as unreasonable and discriminating as they are, we have agreed to cooperate with your investigation. However, there are conditions. Conditions that must be strictly followed if you are to conduct your research here. We have customs, you see, and these must be respected at all times, regardless of how strange you may find them to be. I will accept nothing but a strict adherence to these rules. Anything else will lead to complications. Do you understand?
Yes. Quite clearly.
Good. Balin will escort you back to your quarters at Belkin's. In the morning, you'll be briefed about the protocol, and then you can start your research. Under our strict observation, of course.
Of course.
Then I will see you in the morning.
Miss Vernice, if I could just say, we truly are sorry for the imposition. We only wish...
And yet you still impose. We are a peaceful people, and yet we are leered at with suspicion. No, I'm afraid your apologies will only fall on deaf ears here, Mr. Salouin. Simply follow the protocols and make haste with your examinations. Then we can conclude this charade of civil collaboration. Is there anything else?
No. I think that's it.
Very well, then. I have other matters to attend to. If you'll excuse me.
She seems, not happy.
Well, we can't all be rays of sunshine. Let's go.
I take it you have concluded your business with Mothstress Vernice.
Yes, we spoke.
Excellent. I will leave you to it then. Have a pleasant night.
I don't even want to know what he really wanted to say.
No, you do not. Oh, this is gonna be one hell of a trip.
Obscurity is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Aubrey Akers, Sam Stark, Steve Anzalone, and Kelly Bear. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Maltopia.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.